before you came, before I sat down, I knew how, I'll say it to you, something like that. So what is it you...
Well, I had that sort of brilliant, you know, I mean, it was so clear, you know, and now I can't remember what it was. Okay, we're going to talk about the acting thing and how to get to that scene. We'll work on that today, and that will make you feel better. And then we'll go back to voice, to the speaking tomorrow.
Okay.
It's great to have lessons every day, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, it really is. I wish all my students could have it, because then you really kind of grapple with it instead of waiting a whole week to get back to it. So, Em, do you realize that you did exactly what that student had done? You know, remember that long pause I took, and I thought, should I be saying this now, or have I given her too much, and shall I wait until, you know, later and then give her a little? But really, that little example that I gave you was exactly what happened to you. That no matter... The problem with all of that is that a very dear friend died on Friday, and you know, in Cambridge, and the, you know, my son and this and that, and oh no, that's one of my students. That little student is so zany. She left me $30. See, and I didn't understand why. She said, oh, well, I thought a $25 plus 10 makes 35. I said, but there are no such things as a $25 bill. I mean, that's how zany some of my students are. She's very funny, but she plays the flute. Okay, so really what you did and what we all do, and it's something we have to just sort of retrain. I mean, we have to retrain the impulse from moving into that to moving into another thing. So what happened with that other student was that no matter how much I had trained him, no matter how good the technique would feel, I'd say, well, try it. How does that feel? Yeah, it feels better. It feels more comfortable. I feel stronger. Then when he got to acting, he would throw everything away because acting had something about it, something mysterious, something charismatic, something better than what I had taught him. And he'd go into that other, and when he'd go there, there was nothing there. Right? So that it would be like the pianist who would really practice on the keys and feel good and feel the pressure of the key, feel the vibration of the piano, really feel everything. And people say, my God, that's wonderful, as he would practice. Then when it come to performance, he would keep his hands over, away from the keys and try to make art because there was something better than the actual thing. Does that make sense? That's what you were doing yesterday. Now I have something that I cut out once.
I saw it. I mean, I try to, you know, use my breath and sort of
And what happened?
Well, I tried to think of the hallway, you know, how we had thought of the hallway. So the hallway, Arlene looks down the hallway and Arlie.
Yeah.
You know, so I started to get the hallway, but then...
Then what happened? Okay. What was it that... You were so eager to get it right.
I was so eager to get a certain feeling when I took in the breath.
Uh-huh.
That I think I was stomping on it.
That's right. That's right. To get a certain feeling. See, you can't. A feeling is elusive. There's nothing. So all you can do is do everything so lightly that either the image that you have always used comes into the mind, or another one that's exactly right also, but was free to come in even though... So that's what makes a performance spontaneous and in a sense improvisational, is that whereas the shape is the same, some other image moves in and you follow it because you know it's right, because you've given that much thought to it. See, do you see how that's acting from inspiration? What is inspiration? Inspire. What does that mean?
To bring something.
What is it? What does inspire mean? To inspire.
To give something. I can imagine.
And what does expire mean?
To die.
What does exhale mean?
To get rid of the air.
To breathe out.
Yeah.
What does inhale mean?
To take in.
To inspire. Takes in. So inspiration is breath. It's expiration, inspiration, expiration, inhale, exhale. Do you see what that is? So inspiration, meaning the creative genius, right? Is really only the breath. Do you see how it comes back to it? And everything is both real and intangible. So if you breathe too hard, that's not the way it goes. If you impose on the body too hard, that's not the body. So when the body is left alone, that's the body. When the breath is free to move through the body, that's real inspiration. You begin to see it, that it's connected. The elusive and the tangible are connected one to the other. That when the body is its most allowing, meaning no pressure that you, the awkward mind, imposes on the body, when there's no pressure, then the body is, just is, left alone. And when it's left alone, inspiration moves more freely through the body. Is that making sense? Let me read you this thing. This is about a woman bullfighter. Okay. Until 1969, Martinez said she knew nothing about bullfighting. That year, the great Spanish matador, etc., she went with a friend to watch. El Cordobas had so much publicity you couldn't get to the seats. I saw his charisma, his bravery turn on the crowd. And I saw the music, the fear, the laughter. From then on, I went to bullfights. We can say I went on to acting, okay? She began training with a bullfighting club, and in 1971 faced her first calf. When she got in the ring, she changed her mind, but her exit was blocked and the calf charged. Forced into it, she found she did everything she was trained to do. A whole new world had opened up. I was in charge of that energy. I was in charge of it. Isn't that what we're learning in the acting class? See, and it's only that there is no bull charging. So actually your life is at stake. Your life is. My life is at stake too in what we're doing. See, what happened so far is that you are not using the technique as given to you. Not quite. See, I'm not really scolding you because I realized that yesterday when it didn't work, you were really trying to use it. It's just that it's not there yet. It takes a long time for that, for all the facets of the technique to be there for you. That's why it was so laughable when you said, I want to make a living. I mean, I'm still making fun of you and forgive me, but it's so easy. I mean, you know, after all, I've studied how many years, etc. But this is really what we're really talking about. Look how long it really takes to say one finds the breath, one gets the image, and somehow one doesn't hold on to the image, and one finds a way to just be up there, and then when it happens, it happens. And yet one finds a way for it to happen in the precise timing that it needs to happen. Okay, so that's what we're doing, and that's why it was so hard. I'm glad it didn't work yesterday, in a way, because otherwise you wouldn't have learned what you're learning right now. Isn't that so? Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have learned, you wouldn't be made to be light on that image. So what were you saying in the corridor?
Well, no, I mean, just black and white parquet floor.
That's a pretty fancy prison, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, it's my...
It's what
you've
seen?
It's my image, I don't know why. It's more like a hospital, I guess. But.
Okay, leave it. That's it. You see, something like that. See, I do want to know your images because I want to be able to question them. But I also believe that images are so personal that I think I told you about the ping pong ball. Did I ever tell you about that? When I was at the Actors Workshop, there was a new play, and it's a stupid thing. And we had to watch cats mating on the screen. I happened at that point to hate cats. I don't anymore. I think they're amusing. But I was really scared of them, and I went out and I read about what do cats do when they mate and da-da, and I really was seeing everything, and nothing made any, it just wasn't working. And then one day I put a ping pong ball up there in my mind, the way it is when you sing along in the
uh-huh.
movie theater, and I got this lightness of, whatever, you know? Okay, so that worked. I mean, who had to know it was a ping pong ball? But after I had gone through everything, the ping pong ball for me equaled rhythm in mating. I didn't know it at the time, it just worked. So it's okay for you to take a black and white parquet floor if it leads you to the right thing, you know? So I'm saying, okay, if. But that's, we'll find that out. Uh-huh.
It's just that when you said corridor,
yeah,
that's what came into my mind.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fine. Let it come into your mind, and let's then see, is that image the right one? Let's examine it maybe later. That's the one you have right now. So you think of starkness when you, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Starkness, hospital corridors. So is, could it be that floor is, you know, is a girl who is as close to going mad as, who feels that she's on the edge, and is that what it is, and who feels that they could almost bring the straitjacket to her if she's not careful?
Yeah, well, it's got that kind of, for some reason the black and white squares have that kind of infinity quality to them, never ending.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because of how you do, like, perspective, somehow the weirdness of that going, getting smaller and smaller as a,
mm-hmm.
as you go
mm-hmm.
far away from it.
Yeah, I think that's very fine. I really do. And as you say it, I think the idea is good. That, you know, perhaps here are the squares, and they get smaller, and they sort of get slantier and pointier. And then maybe what frightens you is you begin see the floor is reassuring, whatever it is. But if there were no more floor.
You mean towards the end, towards the back?
Yeah. I mean, if they're going to go on, and you can't see it, and the squares are evaporating. So what is it that frightens her?
That nobody's there.
Huh? And that even the floor would maybe evaporate too, would disappear?
And just be the emptiness of the.
That's right. Isn't infinity scaring? Yeah, yeah. So isn't that what frightens her? Is the infinity, the emptiness, the in space, alone? So the first sentence, the first words are what?
Who's out there?
Is anybody? What is anybody out there? Who's out there? See, do you see how these ideas changing even what you might be thinking about this? It could be read in several different ways. And we don't want it to get too, you know, metaphysical or philosophical, but is there nobody out there? And then you go to the Bible, because you're forced to, and the Bible reminds you of the one person who's good to you in the prison?
Yeah, well, that's what the Bible is. That's the only thing I've got in myself, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, release your anchor. Uh-huh. So, what are the different feelings you could feel about those two sentences? So long.
Because, you know, because of the way I just, when I think of how I did it before.
Yeah, what did you do before?
Before I heard a noise.
Uh-huh. So, must you hang on to that?
No, what I think I am.
Oh, okay.
Not that I need to, but
yeah,
I think that something in my mind is...
Yeah, sometimes we are afraid to let go and let something else come in. You know, the who's out there, is it possible that you'd almost want a god, one of those women gods, to be there? Is there anybody out there? And when I say that, I see that vanishing point. I mean, I see that, and I get so scared that I go to the book right away.
Well, I think what I'm afraid of as the actor is that I'm not going to be afraid. I am afraid that I won't. It's that fucking feeling business again.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's that if I'm stuck on some kind of springboard idea. You know, if I don't feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, that. How frightening it is to be in that situation.
Yeah.
That I won't feel the immediacy of having to seek solace in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Yeah. So you're really paralyzing yourself. You're really paralyzing yourself, aren't you? Okay. Let's say this now. When we get to this point, and this is something you're going to remember, you're going to have to. Once again, we come back to humility. I'm sorry, but this is the way I do it too, is that suddenly I realize that I'm thinking so much of that particular audition, or of going to New York, you know, of going to San Diego to do it, or of making this thing work for me, or my performance in this role, that I have to stop. I really have to stop. And this is something you're just beginning to experience. I really experienced the whole shape of it. And I realize that I must have the humility to say, I may not be able to do this thing because I may not be able to stop my mind from jumping ahead. And if that's the thing, then the price I have to pay is not going down to San Diego. I won't be ready to do this part. Or that I have to prepare to fail and to have bad reviews and to have people say bad things about me because it is not mine, but this may happen. To be able to say that to yourself is terrible. But once you say it, the worst has happened. You've really laid out the worst that can happen. Does that? Then you say, I'm going to now do what is really all there is to do in one's life, is try it out for myself, not for what will they think of me. When you are caught up in what will they think of me, you cannot act. So finally you come down to the bull, and it's not will I do well enough, you do what you've been trained to do. And this part of our training is to finally say, I have to follow a certain sort of light procedure, one that, you know, allows me room. I have to follow that. There is no other way. I cannot gain approval. Approval will be given whether I want it or not. I cannot get them to like me. I cannot make them think well of me. All I can do is it. Sometimes if I can't do it, then I have to face up to the fact, in all honesty, that this may not be mine at this moment in my life. It's a terrible thing to, it's one of the worst things in the world to face. If you can learn to face that, then you have a chance. Do you agree with any of this I've said?
Yeah, it scares me.
You bet it does. Are you telling me? Well, how are you gonna face it today?
Because see, I thought about that before, and I thought, you know, can't do early.
What?
Weeks ago, can't do early. Have to do Patty or something. Can't do it. Do it some other time. Maybe can never do it again. Some other time, maybe. And then, when we did it the other day with the breath and it all came flooding, you know, and it. This is good. I mean, feels good.
Yeah,
this feels
yeah.
good to me. This feels right. I feel I want to do this. I like doing this.
Okay. I agree. I think you were right that day. We both felt that way. So now what I'm saying is this. What the thing that's holding it up is because you got a good sense of it, and because that day, and you were working, just you and I were working, you were not thinking of what will they think of me. Do you get it? You were breathing, just as you said. You had an image, it flooded up, it was true. Then what happens was, because that technique isn't strong enough in you yet, isn't really rooted there, so that you always have it to depend on. What happened was that your mind went, as soon as you got it, your mind went into, oh, I'm going to be good at this, or I'm going to be bad at this, or my God, I hope I have it now, so that I can show them. Right? That's where we are today. Okay. Now, are you willing to try to give that thought up? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me see if I can help you giving it up. Let's go back then, really, to just sitting on the sofa, no acting, but see whether you can breathe out first. When the air comes back in, just see the corridor. As it can, now you're really experiencing it just between us again. And what we are doing today is just taking a slightly different mental tack. Mental approach to it. What do you see when you see those black and white squares? All right? Don't work slowly, work fast. Do it a couple of times, just breathe, see, and say the words so that you don't fill in with your own self-consciousness, okay? Breathe out, dear. Stop a minute. Jesus.
Want
to
hit me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think I'll needle you a little, nag you, put the knife in your dumbbell. I just remember what you just did was once again not the technique. And but remember, I'm used to this. When I say Jesus, this young man and I almost kill each other. We know each other so well that we literally almost come to blows. I mean, I shouted at him like I've never shouted at a girl in my life. You know, what the fuck are you doing? You're driving me fucking crazy. And I laughed an hour after the lesson. But because I'm so patient, right? Give me about an hour and 15 minutes, and then the screaming begins. So what you're doing once again is, you didn't do what I told you. Right? This is what I told you to do. I said, breathe out. This is what I'm doing. I am going to see the president of a corporation sitting at a round table, so I won't screw yours up, okay? This is what I'm going to do. Yes. You wanted to see me? That's all. Did you see? I didn't even try to have acting. All I did was what the exercise was. Breathe out and the air comes in. See a round table and a president there. Don't even bring anything brilliant to it. Stop being brilliant. Don't be a great actor. Just breathe out. Try it.
Who's out there?
I'm giving you both lines.
Is that there's in
here?
Who's out there? Is there anybody out there?
That's all. Do it again.
Who's out there? Is there anybody out there?
Okay. Now, I'd like you to add something to that technique, okay? I want you, when you say who, feel what who is. Feel the shape of that sound. Who? Who's? Is there anybody? So I want you to really think of the words, but don't think too slowly. Listen to them. I'm going to do mine. Did you want to see me?
Who's out there? Is there anybody out there?
You say, who's out there, is there anybody out there? There's a funny little, it's a shape like when you put two pipes together.
A U-joint,
that's what I want. I want a little U-joint, and just let the breath go move through that U-joint, and then read, and then make like this, and read the first sentence of the book.
Who's out there? Is there anybody out there? Depart from evil and do good.
Okay, go back again. That's all I want. And I want that little U joint the next time you do it, to be inhabited a little more. Move through that space. Don't care how, just breathe and see that space.
Who's out there? Is there anybody out there? Depart from evil and do good.
Okay, stay there. Stay. Hold it. Stop. Right, let me see. I'm going to see my round table, the head, and then I'm going to have a U-joint because somebody is going to enter from the side door and whisper. Yes. Did you want to see me? I said, did you see the e-journal? Feel that mine was filled in? Try it, please.
Who's out there? Is there anybody out there?